It's Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025.
Extreme heat is responsible for the highest number of annual deaths among all weather-related hazards.
Yet another heat dome broils much of the U.S. Oregon grapples with the first mega fire of 2025. Plus,
disaster recovery has cost $1 trillion in the last 12 months.
New analysis finds U.S. spending on climate damages is skyrocketing.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
President Trump's one big beautiful bill just cut another $267 million from the National Parks budget. How will he make up that money, you ask?
President Trump just increased the price to get into national parks, but only if you're from a foreign country.
The increase is estimated to bring in an additional $90 million to the Department of Interior's budget.
Let me get this straight, Mr. President. You cut $267 million to get back $90 million. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I believe that's called the bed.
This is your Green News Report.
But then again, I didn't go to Wharton Business College.
Okay, Desi Doyen, the long, hot summer of floods continues to be a very long, hot summer.
Emphasis on hot.
Yep.
Yet another heat dome is broiling much of the country with unusually high temperatures, 10 to 15 degrees above normal, combined with stifling humidity and dangerously hot overnight temperatures, significantly increasing the likelihood of heat-related illnesses. It's also generating corn sweat.
Oh, I love that guy, David Corn Sweat, the new Superman.
No, actual corn sweat.
What?
Extreme heat literally causes corn crops to sweat, boosting local humidity even more. In a new analysis, Climate Central finds that human-caused climate change made this extreme heat wave at least 5 times more likely. They say that while July in the U.S. is always hot, quote, climate change is making this heat wave significantly hotter and therefore more dangerous than heat waves of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme heat is the number one cause of weather-related deaths in the U.S. annually, and climate change is increasing the frequency, severity, and duration of extreme heat waves. The Trump administration halted Biden-era heat safety rules for workers, so Senate Democrats last week introduced legislation to classify extreme heat as a disaster for the first time, so communities can apply for federal funding to cover the additional costs of more cooling centers and air conditioning. But the bill is unlikely to pass.
Well, if more people die from heat than from any other natural disaster, that only makes sense.
Yes.
And, of course, it's no surprise that Republicans want nothing to do with it.
Central Oregon is grappling with the first mega fire of 2025. The Cram Fire has burned more than 150 square miles.
150 square miles.
Gargantuan megafires used to be rare, but are increasing in frequency due to man-made global warming. Reuters reports that the Trump administration's mass layoffs have left fire crews understaffed and under-equipped. One crew said they went hungry for several days, ran short on medical supplies and chainsaw fuel. Fire season is already off to a record start in 2025. Crews have battled nearly 41,000 blazes, by far the highest number since tracking began in 2015.
You mean Donald Trump isn't out there having his folks sweeping the national forests?
Nope.
Oh.
The U.S. has already suffered through 15 separate billion-dollar weather disasters during the first half of 2025. That's 15 extreme weather disasters causing more than $1 billion each in damages. Last year set a new record for billion-dollar disasters at 23. The data comes from insurance company Gallagher Re now, filling the void after the Trump administration canceled NOAA's billion-dollar weather tracker. A recent analysis by Bloomberg News estimated that climate-related damages overall cost the American economy nearly $1 trillion last year. The largest cost drivers, skyrocketing insurance premiums and post-disaster repairs. On a recent broadcast, Ryan Cooper of the American Prospect noted that President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act most of which Republicans have repealed, would have invested nearly $1 trillion over 10 years to combat climate change and reduce damages.
It's way cheaper to prevent these disasters from happening than it is to clean up after the fact. You could have taken money and put it into solar panels and batteries and wind farms and transmission lines and all this stuff that grows the economy, that provides jobs. And instead, you're spending it on replacing infrastructure that's torn to pieces because of a climate disaster.
Yeah, well, if you start judging the Trump administration by what makes sense and what is stupid, well, it won't end well. Like the Trump administration. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.